Hello, I'm Alois, and I'm with three international volunteers with me, and we'll talk a bit about European program and volunteers. So, who are you?
Hello, I am Patricia. I am 24 years old. I'm Portuguese, and I'm here in France doing a volunteering in Centre Régional d'Information Jeunesse.
I'm Patricia too, and I'm from Portugal too. I'm 23 years old, and I come from a small town in Portugal, and now I'm living in a small town in France, in Redon, and I work in a Centre Social.
Hello, I'm Knar from Armenia. I'm 22 years old, and I work in Binecătabl-sur-Mer in the school. I'm volunteering that with Association Capacité.
Okay, and especially what you do here? What's what you make in a day here?
Okay, me I work in it's a Centre Régional d'Information Jeunesse, and I work with my tutor. I help her doing things for Instagram, communication, more or less. And I go with her to events to give my témoignage, my testimony about my experience here and why I'm here, how I came here and everything. Normally it's that.
Yeah, for me, I work in a centre social, social centre. So I'm always in contact with all publics, with the old age, the young age, the middle age, everyone. And we do a lot of activities weekly. And when it's like the school holidays, we do specific activities and everyone can come. They just need to inscribe. So yeah, we do a lot of workshops, ateliers, creative things, educative things.
So for me, as I mentioned, I'm working in a school. I'm making activities for children. They are 3 to 11 years old, and it's more cultural exchange for them. Also, we are having collective project with other volunteers in Côte d'Armor. And in each month, I'm making presentations or videos for my projects, whatever I do during the month.
Okay, and I want to understand what is this program how you can just come in France.
Okay, I can explain. This is a European program. It's a part of Erasmus Plus. This is a program called European Solidarity Corps, and it's a way to do volunteering abroad, and everything is paid because the European Commission finances this
program.
This program, we just need to be young, between 18 and 30 years old. We can do short-term volunteering or long-term volunteering. We all are doing the long-term. And it's an easy way to go abroad and to have experience abroad in another country because you have a lot of support because you come here with... you have an agence...
Agency
in your country, and you have another agency in the country that you are going. So I have an agency in Portugal, and I have an agency here in France. So if I have any problem, I have these two ways to talk and to have support. And it's a easy way to go abroad.
Yeah, and you also receive some money, so it's also nice because you're volunteering. In another country, and you're also being paid. And yeah, normally we receive it's like 8 euros pocket money, and then eight euros. Oh my god, for the food. So at the end of the month, will be like 500 or something, and you don't pay house, you don't pay anything. So the money is basically for your things.
Yeah, but that depends on the level, level of the country. Because in France we receive aid, but if it's in Portugal or in Spain, maybe it's less because the level it's different.
Yeah, it's very different, and it's not the same for every volunteer. But if you want to be part of volunteering project, you can just go to Erasmus Plus projects. They have website. And you can search what European Solidarity Corps offers for you. And you can just apply and connect to any countries. And you can find your projects.
Okay, so you're not alone here. Maybe there is some support. Do you have some?
Yeah, and also we have support from the agencies. And then we also have our tutors in our work. We live with people. With another volunteers that are going through the same, so we're never alone.
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
And can you tell me more about why you decide to travel, and especially in France?
Okay, for me, I wanted just to leave Portugal, and then I was searching for opportunities in the website, and. I saw that in France there was a lot about communication, and I studied communication, so I wanted to do something related. And then I decided to come to France just because to be more... Because I knew a little bit the language, because I studied in school when I was young. And then I liked this kind of projects, and I applied only for France, and I was choose.
Yes, for me... It was kind of the same. I wanted to leave Portugal, and I also knew French, and I have family in France, so it would be a little bit easy. I'm not that far from them, but well. And then my first plan was to work in Portugal, but then every job in Portugal asked for experience, and of course I just graduated. I don't have experience, so I could not work. So yeah, my plan was to come to France, gain experience, because I studied social work, and I'm working in a social center, so it has a little bit of it. And then, well, we'll see, but gaining experience, yeah.
For me, it's just I wanted to get new experience and to travel a new country, especially in Europe. And I got offer from France, so I chose it, and I'm happy for it.
Yeah, okay. and now... How is going your experience? Have you maybe any rough moment or happy moment to share with us?
Okay, for me, yes. I am living my best life because I don't pay nothing. I am living abroad. I have a good connection with the other volunteers that are in the same coordination with me. And we travel, we knew in other places, we meet a lot of people in the seminars, because we have two seminars in our program, and we can go to another city. Everything is paid, the train, the food, the place to sleep, and I am having a really good experience, and it's really good for me. I think I am less stressed, because when you think about a job, it's a lot of pressure, and now I am just chill.
Yeah, I'm also happy, and I'm on my own. I don't have to give explanations to my parents, so it's good. And I also have a good relation with the volunteers in my town, and also the volunteers in Rennes that I spend most of the time with. I also travel with them. And yes, I'm really happy. Sometimes there are things in the house that are not really perfect, because of course we are different people, we come from different places, we all have different lives, and everyone does their things at their pace and everything, but it's just talk and everything gets better. Also sometimes with the tutor, things get a little bit like, well, yes, I expected to be this way, but it's actually this way, because I'm not in my country, and maybe there would do things like that, but here no. But yeah, just get used to it. But everything is really good.
Yeah, for me too, everything is real nice. I'm working with children, and I really enjoy to work with them, and make something, teach them different languages. It's so nice for me, and also I'm having time to travel to different cities. And as Patricia mentioned, we are having two seminaries in different cities. For me, it will be the same city, but I'm so happy to go again the same place. And yeah, it's so nice because this experience letting us to enjoy our work, to travel, to learn new language, so it's perfect.
Yeah, and you told us that you are in Étables-sur-Mer, who is near Saint-Brieuc, but a small city.
Yeah.
Aren't you scared of being like a bit alone, not connect with other volunteers?
I do have connect because in Côte d'Armor we have our volunteers, like for example in Saint-Brieuc, and I can easily meet them. They are not really far, as for example Rennes. We don't have much connections with volunteers in Rennes. I don't really feel alone because in my city everyone is nice, and even when you are just walking on the streets, everyone's saying like bonjour to each other. Like it's really warm and real nice there. And I had before a roommate, but she left, so now I am alone. But we still keep our connection and we talk. And during the day, like I'm outside, and only in the evening I'm coming to home, and maybe I can have time to watch something or just work on my projects or just sleep.
Your roommate was doing a short program?
No, but somehow she finished it.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, well, so everything is different for everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so how long are you in France?
I arrived in September, 5th September, and I leave on the end of July.
Okay.
So it's not that far now.
Yeah, I arrived in middle of September, and I finished in the end of August.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, one more month.
Close to a year.
Yeah.
I arrived 30th of November, and it's for a one-year program, so until November I'm here.
Okay, so what do you learn about this experience right now? What are you learning?
I'm learning a lot because I am working in a communication world kind of environment, but a little bit different because I don't know if there's this kind of institutions in Portugal. At least I don't know them. And I am learning how to do a lot of things, and I'm learning French too. Now I can speak more or less French. And I think I'm learning a lot for personal reasons. I am becoming another version of myself.
Well, yeah, I'm also learning French. Practicing is really good because I thought I knew French, but then I came and I was like, hard. But now it's good. Also, living with other people, we also learned that because I already lived alone, but not in college, but not with another person in the house. So it's different, of course, and you have to learn how to communicate, how to help each other sometimes, and it's nice. Yeah, and also in independence. Yeah, I think it's really nice to go abroad, go alone, and find people here. It's nice.
For me, I'm improving my digital and communicative skills, and it's really good experience to learn and improve your language and or languages, because some people also don't really speak English, and whenever they are here and having a chance to talk to other volunteers, they can also improve their English, so it's also good. I can travel, which is so nice. I can meet new people, and I just enjoy to have experience with children. So so
you learn things that you maybe will not learn if you just travel in the country. Without like all the program
It's more like life experience, because not only just languages or travel, but also we are having life experience because we just talking and we are just connecting to people. So
we are connected to French people, so we know more the culture and all the things, and the language is different. It's not like when we learn in school, it's different how you speak in the streets and outside. So I think it's we are in the bubble, in the French bubble.
Yeah, but also we have the other volunteers from different countries, and I feel like we learn a lot about other cultures, like a lot of different foods to try. It's really nice.
Yeah, and maybe can you share us a word that you didn't know before coming in France, and like everybody use it or somebody use it. This word exists.
I learned in the other day, belle grosse or beau grosse.
Belle grosse, beau grosse. Yeah.
Yeah, I learned a lot too, but the ones that I like the most are like the expressions du coup, la vache, oh mince.
Same for me, actually.
Okay, thank you. Have you maybe a last word before we cut this this program?
I think it's a nice experience to go in. It doesn't matter what age do you go, because we really have friends from freshly 18 to 30, 31. So, yeah, and we all connect, so it doesn't really matter when you come, at what age, at what moment of your life. It's also nice.
It's a really important experience that I think everyone should have it, and it will just give you really good moments and memories.
I agree with everything.
So thank you three.
Thank you.
And thank you one who listened to us. See you.